Rick's office, how can I help?
Hi, this is Austin.
Hey, Austin. Hey, thank you for calling. How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. Thank you for asking. So, I just thought it'd be easier for us to, hop on a quick call and, kind of save time for both of us and discuss this better as well. So, tell me about it. What are we looking at today?
So I just work in the fuel industry and see some of the issues and everything that come along with dispatching trucks and the loading information and everything. So I was just looking into maybe creating an app that assisted in that area.
Right. So just to confirm, is it for the organization that you're working for, or is it going to be standalone?
Standalone.
Standalone. Okay, so that's your personal project, right?
Correct.
Okay. So I think Austin, the gist of it, I think the idea sounds great, and I'm looking at it from multiple different use case applications. It kind of is a pretty regular kind of a problem within the logistics industry. So tell me a bit more about it. You mentioned that you want to make sure that I'm just trying to pick up from the chat that we had earlier, and you mentioned that the purpose of the app would be to help vehicles dispatch jobs without getting the incorrect location. So how do you plan to tie that with the existing organizations right now? I mean, is it going to be used by them internally? And then is it going to involve a GPS as well? Is it going to track the rides? What's your initial plan with this?
So I think maps would be a great add-on. So one thing specifically for the oil and gas industry is that you need specific loading numbers, and those are tied to what sites is being delivered to. So the dispatcher would be able to input a number, say, "Hey, you guys are going to go pick up for this site, so I need you guys to punch in this number when you get to a terminal."
Okay. And
And then
what
from
does that
there, they
essentially
could use
do?
the. Do what?
I mean, what action does that cause? I mean, when you enter the LN number, I'm familiar with the LN number from the land mining industry, and that's where they use this LN number as well. But how does that work in the oil and gas industry? I mean, does that kind of is that like a gate pass for entering the site, or how does that work?
So whenever they go to pick up the fuel, right? So to pick up the fuel and make sure that the correct customer gets billed, they need to put in that specific number.
Right.
And then once they choose that specific number, they then select the fuel type
Okay.
that they need to pick up.
Right, that makes sense. So I think we need a bit of a hang of the industry, and I think that's where you'd come in handy because you'd be helping us getting some insight on how the process essentially works. But I'm just trying to translate that into how a mobile application would tie up with the whole process, and then also making sure that there's no barrier to entry for the companies that you'd be pitching the software to. So as I understand this, once the app is done, your target audience would be the oil and gas companies in your region first of all, and then probably all over the USA, right?
Correct. Actually, I'd probably pitch to not only the oil industry, just as like the larger companies, but as well as the companies that purchase from them. You could pitch it to companies like Walmart or Kroger that actually purchase fuel, and bring it to their sites.
Right. So one of the recipients on the application is going to be the companies that sell that make oil and gas contracts, right? That sell oil and gas in layman terms, right? And the other party or the other recipient on the application is going to be people who purchase. And they are, and let me know when I go when I'm going astray. So they are connected through the application, and let's say the Let's say there's a truck going out, or there's an oil tanker going out. Let's say today at 10 in the morning. Now that when that oil tanker is dispatched, it's going to have an LN number, or it's going to have a consignment number. And then when it reaches the receiving end or the receiving party, they should have an LN. They should have the oil tanker should enter the LN number for that consignee party, so they can receive the consignment, right?
Almost. So what would happen is, say you dispatch a truck. You say, "Hey, I need you to go get gas, like premium." So you need to go to this terminal, drop them the address. Say, "I need you to use this loading number." Once you pick up the premium gasoline, then you'll take it to X location. So at the front
Okay, that
end,
makes
it
sense.
takes all of the reliability off of the carrier and says, "Hey, this is what the dispatch told me exactly, and this is how I punched it in, and this is how I did it." And
Okay,
then
and
say if the loading number did not work, they could punch it in and punch in some notes and say, "Hey, this is why I was not able to get what you requested."
okay, so how does that, Austin, how does that communication happen right now? I mean, is there not a software as yet that does that, that helps communicate between the two parties as of yet?
There is some, I haven't actually been able to use them, so there's probably at least a few larger competitions, not necessarily geared towards fuel.
Okay, and your target industry is specifically going to be the oil and gas industry, right? So you want to make a software that's targeted to your niche, and therefore has the same jargon, does the same, ties up with the same existing process within those organizations. So, and you say that there's no software that is existing and that kind of caters to this particular industry is why you want to build this app, right?
Yes, I do not believe that there. I have not found exactly. I'm still looking, trying to see if I can find any, but to my knowledge, there is not one.
Okay, that makes sense. So, let me try and paint a canvas in your head with what I understood so far. So, how this whole process could be translated into an application. I think the first things first, there's going to be two sets of users on this. It's going to be every organization has to have their own admin login so they can manage the people who are going to actually manage the LN numbers and the consignments, right? So the organization, when they are onboarded, they get a unique admin, let's say console, say within the application, or this could be even a web application if this does not have to be on a mobile phone. I think the mobile app is going to come in for the drivers that are traveling, that are commuting. And I think and then it's going to be for the receiving party that's going to be verifying the LN number and receiving the dispatch, because they, as I assume, would be people on site, and they wouldn't really have access to a desktop all the time. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and I think that on top of that, there's going to be a super admin that's going to be yourself, of course, and your team that's going to be onboarding the organizations, creating their logins, allowing them access to the app. And then how do you think this is going to help mitigate the problems that are caused currently by situations like incorrect location or incorrect instructions? Is it that it's going to serve as a record or a log that, let's say, party A had this LN number, they asked for premium fuel, for example, and they wanted it delivered at 10 a.m. at this location. So is it going to serve as a log that can be used on the hindsight to see whether what information was provided by the sender party, or is there any let's say a secret ingredient to this as well?
Yeah, I think it would ultimately help with credits and rebills, billing issues mainly. It would also make it clear and concise for the carriers and the loading companies, so they can say, "Hey, I did exactly what you told me to. Here's what happened." And then there's a party that knows, "Hey, so this is what happened. Incorrect information was given out, or the loading company keeps doing this and causing us to be incorrectly billed or delivering to the wrong places, so we need to go with someone else." Kind of
Okay.
accountability for both sides.
Right. Okay, that kind of reminds me of a similar project that I did, and I think that's going to help my exposure to that or my hands-on experience building that software. Although it's under an NDA right now, so I'll not be able to disclose a lot of details about it. But like I mentioned, it works with the land mining companies, and they do that's a similar process to what you're telling me. So they send out, let's say they send out a truck of sand, or they send out a truck of limestone, or any other say land minerals, and there are land mines all over the USA, and they kind of send one, they dispatch a consignment from location A to location B, and an application is used to record the order and to record the details as well. So I think it's going to be a similar one. And then where do you think the GPS is going to come in? Do you want to track how the driver, if the driver's on the way, do you want to have a notification system for when the driver is at the location, at the destination? Is that the use case for the GPS?
I think that would be a great tool for that. So yeah, that would be definitely something that would be interesting, because you also, like, you have the person dispatching and saying, "Hey, go do this," and then you also have the person that's going to get the fuel, and then you also could potentially have the person that's receiving get notification and say, "Hey, they're about 3 miles down the road," or whatever.
Right. Okay, yeah, so this is pretty
"Or
similar to
you
what
should
we've
expect
already
your
done.
delivery at
Yes.
this time." Do what?
I said this is pretty similar to what we've already done, although for a different industry. So yeah, I think I'm now getting a better hang of it. And apart from that, is it and the back and forth communication you mentioned? So I'm assuming this is, every consignment is going to open up like a ticket with a unique LN number that could also be used to filter out a particular consignment ticket that you're looking for. And of course, this is just a jargon that I'm making up right now. This would be, I'm sure there is a better jargon for tickets and consignments in your industry. But the idea here is that every order is going to open up as a unique ticket with an LN number that is going to be used to search the LN number as well. And then, when the order arrives, the receiving party or the person who is responsible for receiving the consignment, they should be able to confirm that the consignment has been received and has been offloaded. And whenever it's dispatched, the dispatching party should be able to enter within the system that the order has been dispatched for now. Am I in the right direction?
Yeah, no, that's sounding good.
Right. So, Austin, if I may ask you this, how long have you been working on this so far? I mean, have you done some self-research on this? Do you have something in notes? Do you have any kind of notes that you've gathered that could help us get like an extra help from?
Really, it's just been an idea that I've had in my head for the last couple years.
Okay, so you're at least sitting on it for at least a couple of years now, right? So it's more like something that you want to pursue as a product, right?
Correct.
Okay. So Austin, let me tell you how we work, right? So I don't think you've worked with us previously, and I'm not too sure how you found us. Are you coming through a referral, by the way, or how did you find us exactly?
Oh, I actually Googled.
Okay, and that's
App
where,
creating companies.
and were we on the
And
top?
you were a Google ad.
Okay, perfect. Yes. So, all right. Right. So, how we work is we build custom applications, right? And when you talk about a custom application, The use case or the application of building a custom software is when you want to build a product, right? When you want to build something that's exactly according to your requirements and that's exactly going to target your market niche without having the rudimentary or the standard items in there. It's like a hand in glove software that fits exactly according to the business process that you're trying to tie it with, right? Now that said, with a custom mobile app software development, it's a one-time cost or the remuneration for building something from the designer's fee to the developer's hours and everything. And we work on a fixed price project model whereby you get one price for the complete scope of work that we decide before we onboard you, and that is going to serve as a Bible for us when we actually start executing the project. Now, within the project, there could be hiccups, there could be internal hiccups as well, but you get one price, and that is divided for some larger projects. We do divide the price into milestones as well. So it's more like we strictly work for hire, and whatever we build, that is going to 100% belong to you, including all the IP rights and all the source code that goes into building the software. Does that make sense?
It does.
Right. And what kind of timeline are you working with? How soon do you want to get this live? Is it like a New Year launch project that you're working on, or do you have any kind of time constraints?
Really, I think it's dependent on price, how much you guys would charge to do something like that. And I wanted to do a little more market research before diving head into it.
Right, that makes sense. So before I jump the guns on you, what kind of budget are you working with, and what are you ready to invest into something like an iOS, an Android, and a web application altogether?
Well, I'm not really sure. It's my first time looking into getting into the landscape, so I'm not really sure what to expect.
All right, so well, here's the deal, right? I'll try and make this upfront for you. So we always recommend, as a rule of thumb, that whenever you build a product software, it should always be an MVP, so you can test the waters. Especially when you're not working with a team, you don't have the most experienced people on board. And the idea here is that you should be taking baby steps rather than building a full-scale software that may you may not be able to market or may not turn as successful as you wish it to be, because at the end of the day, like I mentioned, the upfront cost or the development cost of building a software or a product is going to be significant. Right now, that said, and given that we've already worked on something similar, and I'll have to check whether what kind of parts or what kind of locomotives we can actually use within your software that we built for you. But I'm pretty sure that since we've worked on something similar, we do have a few things or a few patches that we could use to build something. So this wouldn't really be from scratch for us, but then again, it's going to be a custom software, so it's not going to kind of limit you or present any kind of bottlenecks to you on what kind of app is what kind of final product do you get, or the outcome that you get by the end of this 3 or 4 month cycle that we're looking at together. Now that said, we should be going with an MVP, like I would recommend. Which means that an MVP is a minimum viable product, right? It's based upon all the core features that kind of complete the loop or the cycle of what the app is supposed to do, and it's minus any kind of bells and whistles that you could always build on top, because the app will be 100% scalable. So once you get some feedback from the market, once you implement the software, in your case, in a couple oil and gas companies that you get on board, your first timers. Then, from their feedback and seeing how useful the application is, you could build more features on top. So, given that, minus the GPS feature, which I think could be something that you could do for a second phase, and then could be used as an extra tier that you could even charge extra for, like a tier, a basic tier where people could use the LN number ticketing function, like we initially discussed. And then there could be a second tier whereby they could, have the GPS function within the same application enabled as well. And then, with time, there could be a third tier as well with all the extra bells and whistles they could be in. With what you discussed so far, and let's say you go for one interface at a time, that's going to be either Android or iOS, and the admin panel is based upon the web apps rather than mobile application. I think this should be with us, this should be costing you anywhere between $12,000 to $15,000. And that again is the cost just for the development, just granted that we've already worked on something similar and we wouldn't really be starting from scratch. So is that something that you think
Okay.
is doable with you, or what feedback do you have about the ballpark I gave you?
No, I think the ballpark's pretty reasonable. Just to get something up and going, I have a couple features that I need to look at as far as who could potentially use it to start off with once you guys wrap it up, who could be testing it. See if they like it, see if it's an avenue that some other companies along with them want to go down.
Right. So tell
But
me
no,
this.
that.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Now, I just want to confirm once again. I mean, you said you work in an oil and gas company right now, so they I'm sure they do use the software as well. So like, is it like something off the market? Are they using a product, or did they build something custom that's more of an enterprise internal software that they're using, built for themselves?
Oh, more of an internal thing.
Right. I mean, I think that's exactly where I see a lot of potential with the software. And even before we got on the call, I do know a bit about the oil and gas industry as well, given that we've worked with Oman Oil. It's the largest oil marketing company in Oman. That's a country in the Gulf region. Have you heard of Oman? Right. So their largest oil and gas marketing company is called Umco. And we've already done a similar project for Umco. So although that's based upon the rewards and the loyalty programs and everything, that's tied up together and doesn't have much to do with their operations. But working with them, we got a lot of idea, especially with the in-house meetings we had with them. We got quite a bit of an insight with how the oil and gas industry operates on the ground level. So that said, where I see the potential for the application on the larger landscape, in the larger scheme of things, is that this application is where people could purchase it as a subscription rather than having to build their own software for an oil and gas company. So each oil and gas company, they wouldn't have to build their own software just like they do right now. They could use your software and tie that with their existing, administration software they're using, and they could use your product as something off the market without having to build something on their own and, making that kind of an expense and getting into a development cycle that most companies, usually try and avoid, given, it requires it requires the time and the effort to collaborate with a development company and get something together exactly according to their vision. Austin, you still there?
Yeah, sorry, you broke up a little bit at the end.
Oh no, yeah, I was just saying that, rather than oil and gas companies building individual software for themselves, they could use your software as a product, as a SaaS product, most ideally, where they could, just tie up your product within their internal softwares and could use you for the dispatching and the order consignment system rather than having to build something on their own. So like you build the software and you present it as a SaaS software to oil and gas companies that wouldn't have to go into the long rudimentary development cycle to build their own software. So that's where I see a lot of potential in the larger scheme of things within the oil and gas industry for a software like yours.
Yeah, no, I think that would be great.
Right, so I'm just concurring with your idea of the application, and I think it's a great idea. I'm pretty sure there must be some other softwares like SaaS products available right now. But given that both you and me don't know of a reputable software right off the bat, I mean, I've been in this industry for about 9 years now, so and nothing comes to my mind when I think about something that's product based, that's SaaS based, and that's used in the oil and gas industry for a function like this. So that's where, you know, that's right off the bat, that's where the potential and the vacuum lies. Now, given that there may be other softwares working on something similar, I think it's more about who gets their foot in the door as soon as possible, right? So I think the time is of essence here. And I'd rather say that, you know, you said you've been waiting on this for a couple of years, and you must have been brainstorming on this and whether it is viable in the first place to build something like this. But my honest recommendation to you, on a personal level, would be that you get to action and you get something going before, you know, some other company or some other software product company can take over the idea and build something similar.
Yeah. No, I agree. I have a little more brainstorming and a little more research that I need to do, but I have your number, the website saved, all the notes that you left me. So I appreciate your time.
Well, that's my job. So, like, do you want something from my side before I let you go? Should I send you an NDA? Do you want to sign that before we recircle on this? Just so we could have a more comfortable talk on this? Do you want to, you know, just to secure your idea and make sure so you know that you're covered with an NDA?
You could send me an email, yeah.
Right, so I'll do this. I'll send you an email with the NDA, and I'll send you some a portfolio as well for the applications that we've done and that are not under an NDA, so you can get an idea on what kind of work we've done. And how soon do you want to recircle on this? Because I think when I put something in writing for you, like a proposal and like a scope of work, for which, of course, I'd have to sit down with you once again on more like a Zoom meeting. Before I can get to that. So how soon do you want to recircle on this, and how soon do you think you'd make some progress internally at your end before we can talk over this once again?
Probably within the next few months.
Oh, in the next few months, you say. Okay. In that case, you know, the code that I gave you, that wouldn't be relevant as well, so I wouldn't, you know, document that too. If you want to speed the process up, I could, you know, kind of help you by, you know, kind of putting down a proposal on what features I think could be there, and then we could work together on a probably a couple of Zoom meetings, and we could fine-tune the feature set, and you could, you know, in no time you could get this going. So I'll send you the email, and if you feel comfortable, I think we could circle sometime in the next 2 weeks, and that by that time I'll have a more like a feature set ready for you that we could together discuss over a Zoom meeting, and then let's see where it goes from there.
Well, that'd probably be fine.
All right, Austin. So that said, is there anything else that I can help you with? Anything that you'd like to pick my brain on before I let you go for the day?
That is it. Do you need my email?
I do, yeah. That's the last thing I'll need from you. So could you spell it for me?
AUS. Actually, send it to ACO.
Okay.
Printing, 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 LLC.
You said
That'll be
ACO
ACO
Printing
printing
LLC, right? Yeah.
at gmail.com.
So once again, you said A as in Alpha, C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar, Printing LLC at gmail.com, right?
Correct.
All right, got it. So, Austin, I'll get back to you with the NDA and the portfolio first, and let's try and recircle sometime in a couple of weeks, and we can take it from there.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right, Austin, enjoy the day. I'll let you go.
You as well.
Thank you, bye now.